Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Landowners, homeowners with ash trees, you can fight back against the emerald ash borer. UK entomologist Lee Townsend says there's a decision guide now available to help you along the way.
You're going to work through a step-by-step process to help you decide whether you want to try to save the trees or if you want to just let them go.
The pest is infesting trees most heavily in the triangle from Louisville to Lexington to northern Kentucky, but movement into other areas is well underway.
We've got captures of emerald ash borers in many other counties, but the real damage that's showing up now is in that triangle, and it's time for people to begin to think what they want to do about managing this insect on their property.
Available insecticides can fight the pest and long-term, he feels, save the tree. For larger trees, professional help is required. For medium to small, homeowners can do it themselves.
And if they're in the right size range, less than 20 inches in diameter, you can treat them yourself, and we're right at the point where you can do that.
The cost seems to be manageable, and treatment doesn't seem too difficult. We'll have more on using that decision guide when we return. We'll be right back.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
Unchecked, the emerald ash borer will destroy ash trees. But as Lee Townsend says, landowners can fight back. For medium to smaller trees, a soaking treatment for soil around the base is the option.
You're looking for products that say 12-month tree and shrub insect control.
Lawn and garden stores will have these products, and he says do-it-yourselfers need to get started soon.
This product is relatively slow to be taken up, and so what we want to do is put the treatment on now. That'll give it 4 to 6 weeks for the insecticide to be taken up by the tree and be in place by the time emerald ash borers come out and begin to feed and lay eggs.
Lee Townsend says the emerald ash borer decision guide was created by Purdue University and will work well here. Online, you can do a search using EAB decision guide, and you'll go right to it. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.